The creating results mean the cause of the telling lie, and then the karma is again when one is born in the human realm, then again one does action telling lie, because the previous habit or the imprint. And then to do the possessed result, the place when one becomes human again, you see, the place where one lives, there's a lot of people who cheating. In other words, who give harm. And then also, for example, if one, is a restaurant, something like that, you see, the work doesn't get succeed. There is no development, you see. During that restaurant, you see, while another owner is running, and then you receive a lot of people. There's a lot of people, but then when the owner changes, you see, even though it is same place, even though it's the same house, you see, same house, same quality, same material, you see, same, even though it is a, even though it is same, facilities are same, you see, even though the whole facilities, the house, everything is same, what the previous owner's time, what he had, even though it is same, but suddenly when another owner comes, you see, not necessarily that it can be successful. Not necessarily that, you see, during the second the next owner's time, you see, the restaurant is going to be successful. You see, having, you see, even though the same place, same facility, that alone, you see, does not become the reason that it's going to be successful. So they are like this. During one person's time, it's very, very successful, and another person, when another person takes over, very hard, not so many people come. So suddenly there's change, you see, things like that. And then transportation, like, at bus or, you see, taxi or, even these vehicles, ships, And during one driver's time or the ships, even though it's same vehicle, but during one driver or the who does the work, during that person's time, much success and receives a lot of passengers, many things. But another when another person is used that uses sheep or the and the ship and the ship and the bus and those things, you see. And another person's time, another captain or another driver's time, you see, even though it's same, but difficult to find, difficult to receive passengers, things like that. For this kind of things, is also, you see, unsuccess. It's a possessed result of past karma, you know, the Taeyong Lai. So outside, the outside arrangement isn't, so therefore outside, the external arrangement is not, that is not on the, usually people think that is the answer, but that is not on the answer for success, you know. There's need something else. There's another answer, you know. The real answer is, the karma. The owner, the person, see, who runs that, having a is a karma, having the such as, you see, so putting the other way, practice morality, you see, and that's good karma, morality, practice in past, you see, abandoned this non-virtuous actions, you know, such as like stealing or the telling lie, these things, and then these need karmas, so that this is the main answer. So the outside, the facilities is this, and that is, you say, condition. That is not the first answer. So if the first one is missing, the karma is missing, no matter how much second one has, the conditions, you know, one is able to make up, doesn't become successful, that alone. So like that, you see, we should similarize, like that example, we should similarize with other, you know, works, with other things in the life. Then also not become harmonious, and you see, not become harmonious with others, and you see, one meet wherever one goes, is east, west, wherever, you see, always meet, you see, most time one meets, you see, cheating, other people, you see, cheating. One get cheated by others. Things like that. In our life, time to time we experience these things, you see. As this is the result of the past karma, the eternal life. So it's good to remember. It's good to recognize. Recognize. So by recognizing, it only gives inspiration to abandon the cause, to not have same problem in the future. And then the place has, you see, many fears, you know. Many fears. Many, you see, the place has where one lives has many dangers, you see, for life. Mm. there are many things that which there are many things to be scared of, you see, to like that. Second one, the slandering. So that which becomes negative karma, then negative karma, as it is done by the self-cherishing thought. Then Rāpinās, they say, having completed that action, then one experiences Rāpinās by result in the Lord, you know? And then you see, even one is born as human being, you know, later, and then one cannot bring unity in the family or harmonious, you see. In the family or in the group, you see, with other people that with whom one live together. So what it is Dharma Center, what is our, you see, in the family, you see, the what is, you know, nunnery or monastery or however, you see, the people with whom one live together, you see, there's no unity, no unity, no harmonious. They cannot come together, you see. Do not like one stuff, you see, against oneself, you know. Because you see, past karma is a slander that causing you see, disunity among others, you know, between others, making somebody against another person, you see. Like that, you know. So this life, other people, you see, one experience as a result that other people, you know, talking bad things about oneself, you know. Whether oneself has the case or not, however, like that, making other people dislike to you, you know, like that. And then creating a result similar to the cause, doing the action again, you know, slandering. Then possess the result, place, you know, when one is born as a human being, place where one lives, you see. Very difficult, you see, very difficult place, you know, where very hard for life, you see, not easy, you know. So if one has to go out, and either you have to climb up, either have to come down, you know, either have to come down or either have to climb up. Not so much to go straight. Anyway, that sounds like describing Lao Tzu, you know, this sort of thing. Himalayas. Anyway, other, you see, so there's no equal place, you see, very high, you know, how to say, mountain rockies, you know, kind of very high or other, you know, way down, kind of rough place. You see, difficult place. Very difficult to you see, to travel or to go. And then also, having many fears in that place, having many fear, many cause of danger. So you see, in the schools, when one works in the schools as a teacher, or when one works in the universities, you know, universities, however, in the society, or in the Dharma Center or monastery, or however you see, so the there's always you see there's one experiences you see many times that. You see other people jealous, you know, other people jealous, and then talking bad things about oneself to other people, making against, you know. The other person making against to dislike, you know, against to oneself, you know. So among the teachers in school, or among the professors in university, or there are many, you see. So inside there are many other problems like that, you see. So, you see, one is experiencing in the office. For example, in the office, you see, when one was working in the office, then there are the people, you see, somebody slander, you know, between one and employee. Find the person who give job, or see the manager, or see anyway people in the office. You see, the other person jealous, and then they slander. Then these people become disliked. You see, to you or like that. Other people not happy with you. Anyway, so these are the results of this, so these karmas, you know. So all this problem, you see, all these four problems, you see, to do with the appearance, you know, all this came from one's own karma. One's own karma, that which is one's own thought. So the opposite, the harmonious, you know, unity that you get along with others, you know, you see, so unity other people like, instead of being you see, disliked, cruel to oneself. You see, in a dislike, you see, jealous like that, then they like you. So this is the experiencing result, similar to the cause of living in the morality abstaining from the slandering, and then creating results similar to the cause. And again, living the vow to not, you see, vow to not slander. And the opposite, you see, to this, you see, ugly place or the uncomfortable place. You see, place where one lives, you see, easy to very a lot of comfort, you know, much easier to travel, you see, and less, you see, there's a where there's no danger for life, you know, no cause of physical fear in the place, things like that. And also, you see, the possessed result in the past life, when we experience these, you know, these things, now we're experiencing this, you see, positive result, you see. These good ones, you know, desirable ones. So this is the result of our past karma. We're experiencing now the result of our past karma, the good karma. It's a practice of morality, having abandoned slandering. And then also, a rebirth, you see, and having a human rebirth. Like this, one should first one should meditate on the four suffering results of each completed karma. Then after that, one should think the good results, you know, good result, the desirable, you see, the results, those happiness that you which one experienced in this life, you see, that knowing that it, you see, but caused by, you see, the morality, living in the vow, morality, not just doing those things, but living in the vow, you see. Living in the vow, living in the place, you see, and not doing, say, and these non-virtuous actions. So should meditate like that, you know. So the different experience that one has, you see, bad or good, you know, the happiness, suffering, so. So relate to the different karmas created by oneself. And then, harshly speaking, that which become eight karma, as it is an out of self-cessation thought, and this complete negative karma has four suffering result and the rapid aspect result in the lower realm, and then even the time when one gets born as a human being, and that time then one experiences, you see, experience and result similar to cause. That is this, you see, when one speaks to other people, when one listens other people's talk, you see, when one listens other people's talk, then one hear, you see, uninteresting or disturbing words. One hears the words that which one dislike, you know, disturbing words. And then you see, even the words become, you see, even one speak, you see, hear from others, the words become cause of fighting. Somehow, you see, it gets turned out, you see, fight, cause of fighting, you know. The words turned out to upset the mind, you know. One's own mind, other's mind. So even others try to doesn't mean you see even they try to speak gently, however sweet, but it appears to one's own mind as disturbing words. Creating results similar to cause during the action again, you see, in harshly speaking, you see, out of anger, the self-cherishing thought, doing that again. And then possessed result, you see, even one, at some time, even one is born as a human being, but one, you see, place where one live, you see, very rough place, filled with place where one live, you see, filled with thorn, you know, thorn bush or rocky places, kind of an uncomfortable, unpleasant place, rough, you know, kind of rough place. Then you see rough, and there's no gloriousness, no magnificence in that place. Then you see not having water, not having those streams, you know, the pond, the lake or pond, or say, water stream, you know, waterfall, water stream. It's very very unpleasant place. Say, then. Place, you see, where people, where there's a lot of, you know, where people say do a lot of, you know, evil and deeds. So place, you know, having a lot of cause of fear, so like that. So times when we experience such this, you see, places, you know. When we are such this uncomfortable places, you know, ugly places. So when we hear, you see, disturbing words from from other people, you see, and these times. Again, you see, again doing insulting to could not control, you see, difficult to control, you see, again doing again. So those are should know that one is experiencing the result of the one's own karma, the harshly speaking. Out of disturbing thoughts. And when we experience you see, a good place, or you see, where there's a lot of island, or the water, or you see, you know, beautiful flowers, you know, see, green, how to say, having much glorification, you know, magnificence to the place, you know. The nice park, or however you see, beautiful, how say, forest or park or however. So this, so we're experiencing the result of the possessed result of the past, you know, the good karma. Lived in morality, practice morality, you see, the living in the vow, abandoning the harshly speaking. And you see, then we hear, because when we hear other people, when we listen to other people's talk, do not hear disrespect, you know, harshly speaking. Often hear, you see, nice, as a respectful talk, you see. Always, you see, pleasant, always, you see. So these things we're experiencing, a result of the past good karma, the morality. Abandoned, he says, harshly speaking. So one should recognize, you see, should be aware, you know. Then the gossiping, action gossiping that is done out of, you see, the self-cherishing thought, the disturbing thought, which brings it in it karma, and having completed this, and it was also for certain result, and so the happiness by result in the Lord realm, then when one is born as a human being, then one say the experiencing results similar to cause. So when one talk to other people, you see, your word doesn't have power. Your word doesn't have power for other people. It doesn't say, other people, you see, word doesn't have power, so other people don't listen, don't do what you say, what you ask, what you request. If it's servants, you see, they don't do. If it's a higher people or office, you see, some government or you see some higher people that you ask or something, you see, word doesn't have power, so they don't. Don't do. You see, creating results similar to cause, you know, gossiping again. You see, out of these disturbing thoughts. Gossiping is one very extensive one. Then you see, the possessed result of the negative karma gossiping, you see. The crops that one planted, you see, doesn't get fruit, doesn't get, you see, result, you know. if one planted to, you see, in that country, or on one's own, in that country, or you see, or you know, at one's own, on one's own property, you see, however, the things that are planted just doesn't bring fruit, you know. And the, you see, the time when there's needed, you know, doesn't happen. You see, it appears the fruit, you know, fruit of those things, you see, those things appear outside as ripened, but actually when you eat, when you bite, you know, inside unripened. Inside is something else, you know? Inside is not ripened. So like that. They don't last long time, you see, those crops or the thing. Those things, you see, which are planted for means of living, you see, for enjoyment. However, they don't last. Very kind of how mischievous or harmful place. Then, so creating results similar to cause grieving again, you know, with the disturbing thoughts. That is so. When we experience, then a place, you know, beautiful places, you know, pleasant places, opposite to these things. You see, having good enjoyment, you know, in the country, on one's own land, you see, fruit, those things. However, you know, receiving, you know, fruit, those crops or those enjoyments, you see. And so those are the result. Of the past good karma. That morality, that, you see, we lived in the vow, you see, to abandoning the gossiping. It is the possessed result of that. And then, you see, experiencing results from the cause of that is when you talk to other people, word, and you see, word has so much power. Word has so much power. So therefore, other people listen. Other people do what you ask for. So when we experience these things, it's the result of past. It's the morality. And having abandoned the gossiping. Then again, you see, leaving the morality, abandoning the gossiping, or is able to do this, is also on the past, the result of the past karma, you know, the leaving the morality, abandoning the gossiping, so like that. Then the ripening aspect result, practice of morality, living in the vow, abandoning the gossiping, and then you see a rebirth and deva human being, you know. So that this one I didn't get to mention with each one. However, each negative karma, each complete negative karma has a ripening aspect result, Lord realm. So this one, each of these morality, abandon each of these negative karma, has a ripening aspect result, you see, deva human realm. So should realize that. So this time that we have human body, so it's from this, from having practiced morality, you know, living in the vow, abandoning these things, these negative karmas. And then the covetousness. Covetousness and ill will, and heresy, these three, there's no way to transform into virtue. These three, you see, the action of mind, you know, there's no way to transform into virtue. So these three are not, there's no way to transform into virtue, so there's no permit. Buddha hasn't permitted. Because from side of the sentient beings, you see, these covetousness and ill will, heresy, you see, there's no way to talk. Like the killing and the stealing, those things, you see, can be transformed in virtue, but these things, you see, when these things are stopped, you see, when these things are stopped, then you see, there's nothing to be transformed, you see. So killing, for example, while the killing is there, but it transformed into virtue. But here, in this case, while the heresy is rising, you see, transform into virtue. There's no way to become like that. You know? While it is happening, you transform it into virtue. You know. So the complete action, the karma of the covetousness. That has four suffering result and the ripeness result, the Lord realm, and then and the experience result, so the cause, that one is a one, you see, one doesn't get success. Even when one is born as human being, one doesn't get success. One doesn't get success. Other people don't let to have success, you see, things like that. And then having a strong desire, you know, and no satisfaction. Strong desire, no satisfaction. Having strong desire, not finding satisfaction. So this is the result of the past karma and the covetousness. Other people not letting you have success. How that is due to covetousness. In the past that. One has covetousness, others, you know, covetousness, you see, others, perfections, you know, then you see, not, because one clings to this, so that one doesn't let others to, so one does, you know, interfere others to have these things, or, you see, to have success. So, due to that karma, due to that, then in this life, you see, other people not. Like business or you see things like that. So other people in this life is other people. See, when one is born as a human being, other people you see, interfere for success. Not letting oneself to gain. The materials or whatever the success is. So. Then, creating results similar to cause, then you see, again, and when one is born as a human being, again, you see, creating the karma, the rise in covetousness, and the possessed result, you know, to do with the place. The perfections in the country, you know, gradually perfections in the country where one live, perfections on the place where one live, you see, they gradually, year by year, it decreases, you know, it degenerates. Year by year, month by month, you know, you see, the day by day, they get degenerated. Maybe the economic problems, like economic, you see, for example, year by year, they become more and more expensive, things become more expensive. The cost of things become higher and higher, more and more expensive. And things becoming less and less, productions becoming less and less. You see, or quality becomes, you know, quality, you see, becomes, you see, see. The crops or is in the the productions, you see, however, becoming less and less, you know. There's a qualities, you see, become worse and worse, or so can I relate like that. So, one should meditate also the four good results of the morality, you know, living about, abandoning, the covetousness. So having mind feeling satisfaction, content, you know, those are the results. See, those, you know, result of when we feel like this, and it's the result of past good karma. Past good karma, and then, all the opposite, you know, of the four suffering result. What you see, what we experience, you know, time to time, then these are the result of the past good karma lived in the vow, abstaining from the covetousness. So now here, the ill will, having completed having completed this negative karma, ill will has four suffering result. The rapid aspect result in the lower realm, and the experiencing result similar to cause. Time when one is born as a human being. Then one has received much harm from others. One doesn't seek things that which are beneficial. One seeks things which are not beneficial, which harms. You see, one seek for that things which is harmful. Drink things which are not beneficial, which is harmful. You see. And then creating results with the cause, and that you see doing again the ill will in that life. Then possess result of that. In place where one live, you see, was born as human being, you know, place where one live, there's a lot of, you see, harm, a lot of, you see, contagious disease, as epidemic disease or contagious disease, you see. Disease that you get from others, you know. That disease gets spread from others, you see, that you get from others. So there are many diseases, tuberculosis or AIDS or it's in the colds or however, you know, big or small, whatever, you see, many harm one receives from others. Fightings, you know, place where one is, you see, there are fightings, war, you know, so, wars happening, then many, you see, vicious animals, spirit, you know, a lot of spirit harm, or you see, naga harm, spirit harm. You see, a lot of vicious animal, you see, like harms, these snakes, or snakes, scorpions, then mosquitoes, so where there are a lot of, creatures that harms, you see, place where one place, you see, where one is, one being the place where there are a lot of harms, you know, like this. And then also, you see, thieves, you know, thieves, robbers, robbers, maybe not robber, robber. A lot of thieves, robbers, or how if I say, place where one lives, you see, where one is, a lot of people and creatures, so many things, diseases that harms to oneself. So when one experiences the when one experiences the good result, you see, opposite to these things, and that what one, you see, say, you see, other people don't give harm or benefit to you, other people, you see, and one doesn't look for harm. What one's seeking for is not harm. One is seeking for something that is beneficial. And the result of past good karma, they lived in the vow, abstaining from, say, abandoning the ill will. Then again, living in the vow, morality, abandoning the ill will. What was the result of past, the morality? And place where there's no, good place, where there's no war, fightings, and danger for the life, you see, where there's no those harmful insects, you know, vicious animals that, you see, that harms to oneself, where there's no contagious disease, these things, you know, also being in a healthy environment, a happy place, healthy environment, you see, and so that is, you see, when we experience these things, is a result of the past, you see, good karma, living the vow, abandon the ill will. The possessed result of that. Ripening aspect, result of this morality is the rebirth of the body of the happy mind, grasping, and deva, or human being.